We're back on the Spartan Burgers pregame show before game 5 of 6 here in Greensboro. Ian Unsworth joined by last night's starter, making his return to Hub City, Caden Scarborough. Caden, a long off season for you. How did it feel to be back on the mound in full season baseball?
Yeah, I mean, it felt amazing. Obviously got what I needed to do in Arizona, and then there's no better feeling than pitching in front of a crowd. So it felt awesome. Yeah.
How'd you handle the adrenaline of stepping on the mound in front of 5,000 fans?
Yeah. It was just kind of getting back used to it. Caught me off guard for the first couple pitches, obviously, because I've been in Arizona and there not much fans there. But no, it was awesome. It was awesome. I missed the adrenaline and the feeling of, you know what I mean, getting out of a jam or whatever. So it was awesome.
Coming back from a surgery over the off season to remove a malignant melanoma, a pretty scary situation, right? Something that could have been life-threatening. Luckily, it wasn't. You're here. You're throwing. But how did you work through that entire process, right? The surgery, the recovery, the rehab. Who'd you rely on as your support system?
Yeah. I mean, I think it comes from, like, my close family. My fiance was a big one in that moment. And then my mom, my parents, my brothers. I kind of leaned on everybody. And then the Rangers have been nothing short of amazing throughout this whole process. So I think the main people were my fiance and my mom were probably the main ones. And then my dad, obviously, just being there when I needed him. And then, because obviously it's super scary being young, and obviously you think you're in the best health of your life. And but just taking it day by day, just trusting in God's plan, you know what I mean, and just doing what I can.
Caden Scarborough with us on the pregame show. Back on the mound last night for the first time in 2026. Walk me through the process, right, after the surgery in early February. Where did you go next, and then when did you start throwing again?
Yeah, so I couldn't do anything for about 3-ish weeks, maybe 4, just because obviously they wanted everything to heal correctly and all that. But then I got to Arizona kind of right after that 3 weeks maybe, and then just kind of eased into it, kind of just started the regular buildup, the 60, 75, 90, all that good stuff, and then through bullpens, live BP, and then obviously through a couple outings in Arizona, and then now we're here.
So when you were rehabbing, right, going through immunotherapy and all those things, and you couldn't throw, what were you focused on improving baseball-wise?
Honestly, I think this has helped a lot with my mindset. I think I've learned a lot to go out there and not look at the glass half empty, look at it half full, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, I think it's changed my perspective on the whole thing. It's like, I'm grateful to be where I am. Obviously, I have the ability to pitch, but it's just the opportunity each and every day just to be able to be out there and just do what I love to do. I mean, it's awesome.
Caden Scarborough with us on the pregame show. Great to see him back. Great to see you healthy.
Appreciate it.
Once you got throwing in Arizona, did you add something new to your arsenal? Did you fix the delivery? Did you add a new pitch? What could you change to become a better pitcher in 2026?
Yeah. This offseason, we added a cutter just to kind of get that bridge between the fastball and the sweeper. As far as delivery, I mean, I try to keep the same as I've always been. But, yeah, the cutter looked real good for me last night. But I was happy with the shape and happy with what it did, and obviously a lot of the coaches here liked it, so it was good. I think it's going to be good going forward.
Last night, 4 innings pitched, gave up 2 hits, 1 home run, which may not be out in every South Atlantic League ballpark. This is a small yard, all things considered. With Mason Milkey this year, who you worked with in Arizona, right? He coached in the Complex League last year. What's your relationship like with Milk, and how do you two go back and forth?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're a little bit closer than a lot of the guys, just because I was in Arizona in 24 when he was there. But I mean, he's awesome. He definitely knows how to talk to you, how to, you know what I mean, calm you down in between innings and stuff. But yeah, he's awesome. It's been great so far. Obviously, I haven't been here very long, but I'm excited to see how this year goes.
When you took the mound last night, you had some heat on your feet. Kobe 9 cleats, is that right?
Yes, sir.
You're a basketball guy, so it makes sense that you turn some basketball shoes into something you can actually wear on the baseball diamond. What else do you have in store for us this year?
I'm looking at more Kobes right now. I like the way they feel. I'm pretty comfortable, so.
You were a great basketball player in high school. Is that when you stockpiled a shoe collection?
Not really, honestly. I think it was – I mean, I've always liked to look good on the court and stuff, so it's just kind of looking at what's new and what's good and kind of getting what I like.
Last question for you. If you had to compare yourself as a basketball player to an NBA player today, who represents your game the best?
I'm going to say, like, Aaron Gordon.
Okay.
I think it's a good one because I'm not, like, that much of a shooter, but I'm pretty good in the mid-range.
You're a high flyer, too, I take it.
Yeah, I used to be. I don't know if I am now. I haven't dunked in a while, so.
So what about pitching-wise? Is there anyone growing up that you tried to emulate and that you've taken cues from once you made it to professional baseball?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, one of the big ones was Jacob DeGrom.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he was big. It's just trying to imitate, like, that effortless kind of look. I think I've always had it naturally, but just trying to keep the mechanics as simple as possible.
The body type fits. The fiery fastball is also there. Yeah. Caden, it was great to see you back on the mound last night. Looking forward to many more successful starts this year.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Caden Scarborough with us on the Founders Federal Credit Union Spartanburgers Radio Network. Starting lineups and first pitch up next.